It's never too late to become the person you could have been, said George Eliot. What does that mean? It's never too late to become the person you could have been. In other words, you've got time right now. Maybe you've been through some trials, some tribulations. You've had a hard life. Maybe up to now, life has handed you nothing but lemons. Well, I hate to be cliche, but now would be a really good time to make lemonade. Right now. Starting right this second. And you know what it is? It's not a matter of money. It's not a matter of position, status, or power. It's a matter of decision. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes it brighter. What's that see behind you? Doesn't mean I'm over. Cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you... Unless it does kill you. We move into a very serious and very sad and enlightening story. I found this in the Alaska Dispatch. Well, I keep forgetting. It's actually called the Anchorage Daily News again. See, that's, man, it's going to take me a while. This was by Mark Thiessen, actually shared by the Anchorage Daily News. It was an opinion piece. Mark Thiessen out of Washington, D.C. actually wrote it. Babies with Down syndrome have a right to life. When Karen Gaffney's mother found out she had been born, would be born with Down syndrome, the doctor said to Karen, she's probably not going to be even able to tie her own shoes. Instead, as Karen explained in a moving, eloquent TEDx speech, that's right, she said it herself, she's not only learned how to tie her shoes, but she's an accomplished open water swimmer. She's crossed the English Channel in a relay race, and she's competed in the doing one leg of the Escape from Alcatraz triathlon. Now she fears the result of a new race, the one to find newer, faster ways to screen for Down syndrome, that more children with the disability will be killed in the womb. Meet Karen Gaffney.
I wonder what comes to mind when you think of our tomorrows, the tomorrows of people with Down syndrome. Some of you may be thinking, is there a tomorrow for people like us? And given what is happening in the world of prenatal testing, anyone would question that. Well, I'm here today not only to make a case for Down syndrome, but to spread the idea that all lives matter. I would like to start by telling you a story about my fifth grade teacher. It was her first year of teaching when I showed up in her class. She didn't know anything about Down syndrome, but that didn't matter because she knew I wanted to learn and she wanted to teach. We stayed in touch all these years, even after she got married and moved to Germany. She always made time for me when she came back to the States. A few years ago, I got a special letter from her. She told me she was pregnant and she needed my help. She needed my help because her baby would be born with Down syndrome. The diagnosis came very early in her pregnancy. She pushed back on any discussion of termination because she knew Down syndrome from a completely different perspective than her doctor did. She taught him about one of her fifth grade students, me.
Karen's fears are well-founded. CBS News recently reported that Iceland was on the verge of eliminating Down syndrome. Unfortunately, there was no great medical breakthrough to report. Iceland, in fact, was not eliminating Down syndrome, rather eliminating people with Down syndrome. The country's abortion rate for Down syndrome babies is close to 100%, the highest in the world. Denmark, close behind at 98%. In the United States, did you know, 67%.
Little baby told God, hey, I'm kind of scared. Don't really know if I want to go down. From here it looks like a little blue ball. But that's a great big place, and I'm so small. Why can't I just stay here with you? Did I make you mad? Don't you want me to? And God said, old child, of course I do. But there's somebody special. It's waiting for you. So hush now, baby, don't you cry. 'Cause there's someone down there waiting whose only goal in life is making sure you're always gonna be all right. A loving angel, tender, tough and strong. Come on, child, it's time to meet your mom. Now when she's talking to you, make sure you listen close, 'cause she's gonna teach you everything you'll ever need to know. Like how to mind your manners, to love and laugh and dream, and she'll put you on the path that'll bring you back to me. So hush now, little baby, don't you cry. 'Cause there's someone down there waiting whose only goal in life is making sure you're always gonna be all right. A loving angel, tender, tough and strong. Come on, child, it's time to meet your mom.
You're listening to On Top of the World Radio. I'm Christopher Story, your host for Great Adventures in This World, right up here on top of the world, where the air is rare, and that means you. I really do appreciate you. Every single week, you and I get together here. And if you miss a minute, I want you to go to our website, ontopoftheworldradio.com, and connect with me there. You're also welcome to download our podcast from there. You can also go to iTunes and pick up the program on topoftheworldradio.com, or you can simply just search Chris Story in iTunes under the podcast app, and you just find me there. There's about 400 or so 1 minute inspirations that I hope they inspire you. Og, that's an odd name, but what a great man. I'm Chris Story on top of the world in Homer, Alaska. Og Mandino, Og short for Augustine. After World War II, Og hit the bottom and then kept on digging. For a lack of a few bucks, he lived a long and purposeful life, inspiring millions of people. See, he only had enough money to buy the gun, not enough to buy the bullets to end it all. That's when he sought shelter in a library. And in those stacks, he found books, messages, and himself. Og Mandino wrote, "Today I begin a new life on top of the world." From ontopoftheworldradio.com, I'm Chris Story. On Top of the World Radio is powered by the Ross Baxter Group. For 13 years, Ross Baxter has been opening doors for homeowners on the Kenai Peninsula. Call Ross Baxter today at 398-7264. Online, KenaiPeninsulaRealtor.com. Remember, you were born on purpose and you were born to live on top of the world. See you next week.